Welcome to the Sports Report for Monday, April 15th. I'm Mark Daniels. The NBA regular season came to a close on Sunday, and it closed with a thud for the Milwaukee Bucks as they fall to the Magic in Orlando, 113-88. Bucks finished the regular season without Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's dealing with that calf strain. A tough shooting night for Damian Lillard. He had 16. Bobby Portis and Chris Middleton each led the Bucks with 17 points. But head coach Doc Rivers says on this day, there were just too many empty possessions.
That's something, you know, I talked about it at halftime and talked about it before the game. That's just something we have to catch ourselves. We have to be better in that. You know, two or three times down the court, you don't get the shot you want, execute a play. And that's not what we've done in the past, but that's what we have to do in the future if we want to be a good basketball team.
Bucks aren't a good team right now. They finished dropping 8 of their last 11 and finished 49-33, dropping to third in the Eastern Conference race, well behind the Boston Celtics, who finished with the best record in the league at 64-18. They beat Washington 132-122. Peyton Pritchard with a career-high 38. The New York Knicks knocked off the Chicago Bulls 120-119 in overtime. Jalen Brunson with 40. That's 5 in a row for the Knicks as they finish in second in the East at 50-32. So the Bucks will be the 3 seed, and they'll open up the playoffs against 6-seeded Indiana. Look out, that's a tough matchup, and the Pacers can light it up as they did in their finale, 157-115. They finished with a big win over Atlanta. Chris Middleton says this is going to be a tough opening round series.
It's been up and down for us. You know, they're a completely different team. We've been trying to figure things out up and down all season long. So it's going to be a great week of practice, I think. You know, getting back to the basics, figuring out what we need to do, figure out how to get better and get ready for, you know, a great Indiana team.
And that will begin on the weekend. The Oklahoma City Thunder wound up with the best record in the West as they beat Dallas big, 135-86. Held the tie-breaking advantage over the defending champion Denver Nuggets, who finished with a 126-111 win over Memphis. It was Charlotte over Cleveland, 120-110. Miami beat Toronto, 118-103. It was Philadelphia over Brooklyn, 107-86. Phoenix beat Minnesota, 125-106. Lakers over the Pelicans, 124-108. It was San Antonio knocking off Detroit, 123-95. Golden State beat Utah, 123-116. Houston, a 116-105 win over the LA Clippers. And Sacramento finished with a 121-82 win over the Portland Trailblazers. The NBA's play-in tournament will be the first on the postseason schedule, and it'll start in the Western Conference on Tuesday. New Orleans, the 7 seed, will host the number 8 LA Lakers. The winner will get the 7 seed. The loser not done. They'll await the winner of the 9-10 matchup as Sacramento will host Golden State. And on Wednesday in the Eastern Conference, Philadelphia is the 7 seed for now. They'll host number 8 Miami. In the 9-10 matchup, with the loser going home, will be the Bulls hosting the Atlanta Hawks. The WNBA draft is Monday night. Caitlin Clark of Iowa, the 2-time Naismith Player of the Year, is on the clock. Expected to be the number 1 overall choice, with the Indiana Fever selecting first in the WNBA draft on Monday night. National Hockey League's regular season has a week to go. On Sunday, St. Louis beat Seattle 4-1. Vegas over Colorado 4-3 in overtime. Carolina beats Chicago 4-2. Calgary a 6-5 winner over Arizona. The USHL's regular season came to a close on the weekend. Green Bay Gamblers dropped their final 2 games, losing a home-and-home set to Madison, falling 4-3 in overtime on Friday night on the road, and then dropping their home finale at the Rec Center Saturday night 3-2 in a shootout. And that drops the Gamblers into third place in the Eastern Conference. They finished 34-18-7-3, 78 points, tied with Muskegon, who held the tie-breaking advantage for the number 2 seed. So the Gamblers will host 6-seeded Chicago Steel in the opening round of the Clark Cup playoffs. It's a best-of-3 series. All 3 games will be in Green Bay, beginning Monday night. Game 1, 7:05, the face-off at the Rec Center. Game 2, Tuesday night. And Game 3, if necessary, will be on Wednesday night. And now to baseball. Good trip for the Brewers, but they cannot finish off the sweep against the Baltimore Orioles, who take the finale at Camden Yards 6-4. Corbin Burnes on the hill against his old team, making his 3rd start of the year. William Contreras greeted him with a leadoff home run in the top of the 1st inning on the game's 2nd pitch. But Burnes would get through 5, give up a couple of runs on 6 hits. He walked pair, struck out 5, but says it was fun, although unusual, going up against my old squad.
Definitely having to grind through it. Made some big pitches, got on some jams. Also gifted him a couple runs. So, but overall, just proud of the way you know, they were able to kind of stick with it and grind through it and get through five.
Colin Ray got through five innings as well. He gave up three runs on five hits, a couple of solo home runs to Ryan O'Hearn and Cedric Mullins. But this game was tight. Blake Perkins, a solo shot in the top of the seventh, gave the Brewers a 4-3 lead. But Abner Uribe could not hold it. He gave up two runs in the bottom of the seventh. Colton Cowser would add a solo shot in the eighth for the final margin. Brewers had been on a tear offensively, scoring at least seven runs in five straight games to tie a franchise record. But on this day, manager Pat Murphy says the bats weren't quite good enough.
We've been hitting with runners in scoring position as good as you could ever ask for, you know, 10 or 12 games, and today we didn't.
But the Brewers still come home with a best record in the National League at 10-4. And it's a short three-game homestand before they're back out on the road. They welcome the San Diego Padres to American Family Field on Monday night. Joe Ross will face Joe Musgrove in that series opener. Padres wind up with a 6-3 win over the Los Angeles Dodgers. Jurickson Profar with a bases-clearing three-run double to give the Padres the win and the series win. Pirates stay just percentage points behind the Brewers in the NL Central race as they whip the Phillies 9-2. Atlanta beat Miami 9-7. Arizona shut out St. Louis 5-0. Interleague games had Toronto blank Colorado 5-0. Mets shade the Royals 2-1. The Rays over the Giants 9-4. Reds whip the White Sox 11-4. Oakland over Washington 7-6. And the Cubs knocked off the Seattle Mariners 3-2. American League games had Boston beat the Angels 5-4. Tigers over the Twins 4-3. Cleveland cooled off the Yankees 8-7 in 10 innings. And Houston an 8-5 winner over the Texas Rangers. In minor league ball, the Wisconsin Timberrattlers have a winning road trip as they take the series in South Bend. Winning the finale 9-6 on Sunday. They're coming back home at 6-3. Have an off day on Monday. Welcome Cedar Rapids in for a week-long series at Fox City Stadium. And in golf, we've got the world's number one looking the part as Scottie Scheffler wins the Masters. A final round 68 has him at 11 under par, a four-shot victory over a first-timer in the majors. Ludvig Åberg of Sweden, a 24-year-old, finished at 7 under par. Scheffler, who had the share of the third-round lead with Colin Morikawa, who double-bogeyed 9 and 11 to fall out of contention. Max Homa and Tommy Fleetwood tied for third with Morikawa at minus 4. But Scheffler was on his game. His most important shot? How about a birdie putt on the par 5 eighth hole?
I would say the best momentum turner that I had today was the birdie putt on 8. You know, I had two really good shots in there along the green. I had an extremely difficult pitch that I hit up there about, you know, 10, 12 feet from the cup. And it was a challenging read because it turned early and it was really straight at the end. So it was a putt that you really had to start online and, you know, hope it held its line. And, you know, I poured that one in and then, you know, it kind of gave me some good momentum and I used that to birdie 9 and 10.
And he got one more birdie on the par 3 16th to open up the four-shot advantage, and he would coast to the finish, earning his second green jacket in the last 3 years.
It's hard to put into words how special this is. It's been a long week, a grind of a week. The golf course was so challenging, and to be sitting here wearing this jacket again and getting to take it home is extremely special.
Chase Elliott takes the checkered flag at the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400 in Fort Worth. Brad Keselowski coming in second. And the Green Bay Packers off-season workout and conditioning program begins on Monday. The pack is back together for the first time in 2024. And this year, it's under the watch of Aaron Hill, the new strength and conditioning coach for the Packers, who replaced Chris Gizzi, who was let go in the offseason by Matt LaFleur. Hill spent the last 5 years as an assistant strength coach with the San Francisco 49ers. And the 128th running of the Boston Marathon takes place on Monday. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.